Could you tell us how Just Vote Colorado works?
We essentially are a hub of information for everything election related in terms of what Coloradans need to know in order to register to vote and cast a ballot. We run a 12-phone line call center in downtown Denver on Election Day and the day before Election Day. We have over 60 volunteers who are trained in election law who come in and answer phones in English and Spanish to help voters. We work with several national hotlines. We work at the Lawyers Committee in Washington, D.C. They run 866-OUR-VOTE, which is the largest voter hotline in the country. We also work with NALEO. They run 888-VEI-VOTA, which is the largest Spanish-speaking voter hotline in the country. So we basically work with them to make sure that calls made from Colorado voters are coming to us. So we are Colorado voters answering Colorado voter questions.
When does it start?
Just Vote Colorado kicks off on Monday, October 15th, which is the date that ballots are beginning to be mailed to voters all across Colorado. We have a website, www.justvotecolorado.org, which is pretty much a one-stop shop for all things Colorado election. We have a great feature on our homepage, so you can type in your address and it'll show you your closest polling places and ballot drop boxes, so you know not only where they are, but their hours of operation. We also have different pages on our website for frequently asked voter questions, a list of voting rights for Coloradans, a list of identification if you do want to vote in person at a voter service and polling center, and then voter educational resources.
People don't have to have every phone number for every county office or the Secretary of State or this and that. They can just go to Just Vote Colorado and get all of their questions answered no matter where they live in the state.
Yes, and if they want to talk to someone on the phone, they can call 866-OUR-VOTE or 888-VEI-VOTA. That's the Spanish-speaking hotline. And they can talk to a real live human and ask them their voter questions.
You describe Just Vote Colorado as a voter protection group. Why does Colorado need voter protection advocates? I mean, I thought Colorado was one of the safest states in which to vote.
Yeah. So the Washington Post actually recently called Colorado the safest state to cast a ballot. We still need to protect elections in every state in the country. It is clear that about 95% of Coloradans now vote by mail. So we've walked back the number of volunteers who used to have at polling places because we know that we just don't need that many. We do still have volunteers. We'll have volunteers on Election Day on the ground at voter service and polling centers, monitoring lines, and then we'll also have the hotline going, so we'll be answering voter questions.
Well, Caroline, every year the Colorado Legislative Council staff prints out and distributes the Blue Book, which has all of the ballot issues in it and more. It has the ballot language in there, and then it gives pros and cons. But this year, there seems to be a problem with it. The printed one, the hard copy, came out and it didn't have all of the pages in it. Can you talk about this?
Yeah, so I think that some of the pages were missing in the Blue Book. I don't believe that was across the board, but some voters either got an inaccurate version of the Blue Book with missing pages, or they didn't receive the Blue Book at all. So it's important to know that you can find the Blue Book. If you have not received it yet, you can go online. If you go to justvotecolorado.org and you click on additional voter resources, you'll be able to find a link where you can access the Blue Book.
So it doesn't sound like there's going to be a reprinting of the Blue Book.
Correct. Okay. If you haven't received the Blue Book at this point, you should go online. Again, it's available on the justvotecolorado.org website or just simply by Googling Colorado Blue Book.
Caroline Fry, thanks very much for talking about this today.
Thank you so much for having me.